Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm here with Di. How are you doing?
Great, thank you, Chip. Really great to see you with your beautiful tree.
It is awesome. And you organised the Christmas tree festival at Brightstone.
That's right, along with Emily.
Hello.
How you doing, Emily?
I'm really good, thank you, Chip.
And you organised the Christmas tree festival as well. So how long have you been organising the Christmas tree festival?
Yeah, this is our second year of doing it. So we took it over from Chris, who had run it since 1997-ish, about. This is our second year.
Wow. And what's the best thing about organising the Christmas Tree Festival?
Well, I think one is bringing the community together, and it's amazing. We've met so many wonderful people from wonderful organisations, and we're so pleased that we're going to be able to support some of them with the donations that come in after the festival. And seeing all these wonderful trees, and we're just building on it from now.
It's also an amazing opportunity for businesses to showcase what they do, and we're so grateful because we have so many really amazing businesses that support us, like AJ Wells Print Our Programmes. We have Hose Roads Dixon as a sponsor. We have people donating raffle prizes. We've got people donating milk for our refreshments. We have a vast array of incredible cake makers. So it brings everyone together and just showcases what the island's all about, which is really community.
And you have the Christmas trees in different buildings around the village.
That's right. And one of our most exciting venues for this year is Mottison Church, because previously that's been a very small cog in a big wheel, and we've really made a big thing of it this year to make it a big cog. So we've got lots of trees. There's a forest of trees. There's all the illuminated animals, the lanterns outside, which we did with the help of the new carnival company. We're going to have lots of talks inside. One of the talks will be from the Falconry Centre, and we're hoping that there's going to be a free-flying bird of prey in there. So there's plenty to come and see and hear, and we hope that people will make a point of going to Mottiston Church this year as one of their top venues that they want to go and see.
And the Christmas Tree Festival starts tomorrow.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow and it runs until Sunday, but there are venues where the trees will be on display throughout December. So obviously pick up a free programme, which are available every venue and various locations around the village, and come along and have a look. There's entertainment. We have the Ride Out Tractor Run, which is happens on Saturday, and that's for the Isle of Wight Prostate Cancer Support Group. That raises money for that. We've got a snow machine. We've got Morris dancers. We've got a raw samba band. We've got musical entertainment if you come down to the social club and reading rooms, and lots of singing and prayer and opportunity for reflection in the church as well.
That's awesome. Thank you for letting me interview you, Emily.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having us.
And thank you for letting me interview you, Di.
Thank you very much. And thank you, Chip, for putting in such a fantastic tree from Muddy Boots with the help of No Barriers.
It's a lovely tree, the Muddy Boots and Southern Housing tree.
Must-to-be-seen tree. Well worth the visit at the Brighton Social Club.
We did a recycled theme last year, we did, and this year it's Muddy Boots and Southern Housing themed.
I think it's a fantastic tree, and I think you should be very, very proud of your effort.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.